Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
The Braves got three runs in the fourth last night, and that's all they needed to mow down the Marlins 3-0. Travis d'Arnaud had a two-run homer, his fifth round tripper in his last three games. Bryce Elder went 6 2/3 innings after being called up and got the win, with Raisel Iglesias picking up the save and preserving Atlanta's second shutout of the season. The teams will play again tonight at 7:20 on OSN.
It's second-round GHSA state playoff soccer action for Lake Area girls teams tonight as Lake Oconee Academy brings in Lincoln County in Class A Division II play, and GMC Prep will be at Portal. In Division I, the Oglethorpe County girls will play at Paideia. And in 3A, Morgan County will be on the coast at Savannah Country Day. The GHSA baseball playoffs start today. All series, best 2 out of 3 with doubleheaders to get things going. If necessary, games would be Wednesday. Washington Wilkes will host GMC Prep. After winning its first ever region championship, Lake Oconee Academy will welcome Wilkinson County, and Glasscock County will be at home versus Towns County. In Class A Division I, Oglethorpe County will travel to Tallulah Falls, and Jasper County will be at Athens Christian. Also today in 3A baseball, Morgan County will have home games with Crisp County. In 5A, Jones County will play 2 at McIntosh. The Lake Oconee Academy boys tennis team won its second round match Saturday 4-0 over Christian Heritage and will play in the Elite Eight at Telfair County. Morgan County's boys are in the 3A second round against Savannah Christian. GCNSU baseball will bring in the number 3 team in the country to Kurtz Field today. North Greenville will battle the Bobcats in a 4 o'clock game. Bobcats softball Monday wrapped up its regular season by wrapping up a sweep of USC Buford. GCNSU completed the suspended game 5-0 and won the final game 3-1. And Matt Ryan officially retired from the NFL yesterday, the only Falcon to win the NFL MVP award. Ryan spent 14 years in Atlanta as the Falcons quarterback and signed a one-day contract so he could retire as a Falcon. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.